and that is Eagles. I so desperately want to say the Eagles, but that's really not
Eagles.
Correct.
Their band just is just Eagles.
Eagles, mm-hmm. And they're already gone.
Yep.
And some of them really
are
really
gone, are unfortunately.
Which is disappointing.
Actually, just one of them, right?
Yeah, Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. I liked him. I'm always amazed with Don Henley. Any drummer, one that can play in time is always good, but can play and sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good.
He is a great vocalist.
Oh, shades
too.
Of Phil Collins, huh?
Yes. Phil Collins, Don Henley. Who else can play and sing?
Not me.
Karen Carpenter.
Karen Carpenter. That is true. Yes.
Yes. She was actually good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And looked better than both of
both
them.
Both of them. Yeah.
That's true.
So, yeah. Interesting. I'm not a drummer. I can't stay in time for anything.
I've
never tried.
No,
never
I have
that.
A watch and
never
I'm still
tried
not on
the
time.
I sometimes use my legs as drums, but that's about it.
I do too, except I have restless legs, so you never know what you're
going to get. That gets you all fouled up there.
Yeah. A little bit offbeat.
By the way, Tom.
Yes.
The ivory soap bar in the sheets, I don't know if it works or not, but I used it and I'm having less problems.
Well, that's an old Indian cure was to put ivory soap. It's 99% and 44%, 100% pure.
Pure what?
Pure. We don't know what it's pure. It just says it's pure.
BS.
Yeah.
Psychosomatic.
I suppose so. Yeah. I mean, I tried not to think about it.
We won't even go into who the ivory soap girl was on those original.
No idea. Little ivory baby.
Yes.
Who was the ivory baby?
Linda Lovelace.
Okay.
Sort of turned into an early Stormy Daniels.
We'll have to explain that to Brandon off air.
I still have that. That's not my job. Somebody else has to do that.
Sorry, for you guys, I pulled up some dueling banjos.
Who lets a 14-year-old in here anyways?
Yeah, really.
I know.
Exactly. He shaved today.
He shaved. Now he looks like he's 14.
Yeah.
I'll explain it to you, Brandon, but I'll wait until you grow up, okay?
Well, it's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we have nothing in particular on the show today other than some interesting trivia and history.
Right.
A vinyl play,
mm-hmm. or maybe we'll just do two.
And Commodore Sports.
Oh, we got sports.
Absolutely.
Let's do sports.
You want to do sports now? I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Because the basketball team, they won in the quarterfinal round, and it was a blowout against Broward, 92-49.
Absolutely.
They put them away in less than 2 hours. Let's not get a big head, though. We're in the semifinals tonight at 5 o'clock. Also, we had a couple of accolades. Double-digit scorers in last night's game included Shayla Bennett with 18, Jalea Dunlap with 14, and Astu Gay with 12. Also announced just after the game, Gulf Coast standout Shayla Bennett has been named the WBCA two-year college player of the year. And she'll headline the All-American team. They will move on to the semifinal game this evening, 5 o'clock, against Florida Southwestern. And during halftime of that game, Tashia Moorhead will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Final game is tomorrow.
That's right.
And that's at...
I want to say 6 o'clock, I think, our time.
6:30.
Our time.
And you can, we'll simulcast the games right here. Brandon's in control.
And
right?
Walter will be in tomorrow.
That's right. Assuming we move on, don't want right. to.
But Walter will be here no matter what tomorrow because he has a show.
Right. If he doesn't play the game, then he'll play you some great jazz.
That's right.
Yes, then we'll do the Soul of Jazz.
That's right.
There's also a viewing party upstairs on the third floor of the Advanced Technology Center during all the games. So you can just go up there and watch. I wanted to go yesterday, but there was, stuff to do, stuff to get on the air.
And they've got some big screens over there.
That's a big screen to watch on.
Yeah, it is.
It's huge.
It's the size of a wall, so it's a good place to go. It's a good place to go watch, yeah.
Also in Commodore Sports, we have exciting softball news. They're going to do the ribbon cutting of the new softball field on Monday. And that's at 4:30 on Monday. Joe Tom King Jr. will throw out the first pitch.
Wow.
And who do they play?
I never get asked to throw out the first pitch.
It's a long way to home plate. They probably don't think you can make it.
Monday's softball game is against Carl Sandburg, and that'll be the last game before conference play
starts.
They're
playing Carl Sandburg?
Yes.
I thought Carl Sandburg was dead.
Well, it should be an easy game.
Well, I figured, if anything, he's writing poetry.
Really? poets aren't known for their softball prowess anyway.
I wouldn't think so.
Is that a college, or did I typo that?
No, I'm sure it's a college, actually.
Brandon?
Don't look at me. I don't know.
You were talking the other day, wondering if there was parking over there. Well, I did drive over there. There's a lot. Good, nice, big parking
is
lot
there?
Over there.
That's good. Well, it's. I always go past it, but I'm going the other. I'm going, and so I can't. It's bad if I turn
around
and start looking.
It's best to come here, come in the 23rd Street entrance, and then go into Collegiate Drive right here by the Advanced Technology Center. If you come in the other entrance, there were problems on a few days this week blocking off.
Oh yeah, on campus. If you're going to softball field, that's what 21st Street over there that goes by the softball.
Is there construction happening around here?
Yeah, it's
there's a little construction out there at the base of the bridge.
Ian explained that to you just last week. Come on,
but that softball field, it's across the street. It's on the other side of 23rd Street.
Right, but you get to it from the road that goes by Turtle Lake Apartments. I think that's 21st.
21st.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get turn in there. A whole bunch of the side streets actually go down to 21st. So you can turn in there. There's one up on 23rd Street right across from where Joe Tom King Field used to be. There's a road there is actually goes by the
what is Joe
field.
Tom King Old Field going to be now? Parking lot?
It looks to
roadway?
Me to be a roundabout.
I think there's a roundabout. Part of it may be a retention pond as well. I'm not sure. I have to look at all of it.
It looks kind of muddy right now.
Okay. Yeah.
But part of it's got a roundabout.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Good. So I don't know what all it will be.
So we're going to
it's hard to say.
We'll put a 360 camera out in the middle of the roundabout. Maybe I think that would be great to put on our Facebook page. So then you could just watch people try to figure out how to use a roundabout.
How does this circle work?
How does this? And then you'll get people like Brandon who are just driving around the circle, going, "How do I get off? How do I get off? How do I get off?"
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, not to leave out baseball, we've got a lot of sports in play now. They did lose last night against Pensacola, 7-9, but they're going to get another shot at the Pirates on Saturday.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, we have some more music coming your way. We've got the Proclaimers coming up. Let's take a quick break here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. I'm making funnies in the studio. It's 25 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Some people are having way too much fun here.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
And it's cold.
It's kind of chilly.
It's a little bit on the chilly
side. It's a little chilly, like fall. I had to put the heat on this morning.
Nice. Well, yeah, I put the heat on this morning. I got ready to get in the shower, and it was cold. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to go for that. Turn the heat on.
Yeah. Turn the heat. Yeah, just break bad with it.
Tom, you are a gardener.
I am.
And you've planted your garden, yes?
I have.
Have you been concerned about the cold weather in your garden? My wife is concerned.
And as well she should be. Last night was probably the coldest night.
Oh, seriously. I told her, Tom said, don't worry about it.
Did you ask me about last night?
I asked you about it yesterday, and said, don't worry about it.
That was 2 days ago you asked me about it, but seriously. That's okay. I did throw a sheet over some of the more tender plants out in the garden.
You're going to get me in trouble.
It's nice.
Your wife should talk directly to me and stop using you as a translator.
You know what? That is probably really, really true.
You never use a DJ as a translator. It's just really bad.
You are correct.
Some bad juju there.
There
life
is.
Life lessons from Tom.
I don't know that we
That'll
should get a lot
new
of
segment.
Life lessons from Tom. Remember Saturday Night Live? They did the deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
It would be
It's much the
same
thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
It would be just Tom giving Brandon advice, manly advice.
I could counsel our 14-year-old producer down there.
We can't say he's a 14-year-old.
How old are you really? 21.
21.
Yeah.
Because people think we're breaking child
grown man.
Labor laws over here.
I guarantee you, if he goes and tries to buy a beer today, only are they going to card him, but they're going to put his license underneath that little ultraviolet light see if it's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah, I think you're going to get big time checked. Mm-hmm.
Same if I go to buy a lotto ticket.
Don't drink on the sandy beach.
Oh,
hey,
no, never.
Yeah, don't drink on the sandy beach. If you're local, if you're not local,
there's
don't
some
drink
other
on the sandy
rules
beach.
In effect. You can't drink in a parking lot. You can't dig holes bigger than deeper than 2 feet. Etc.
And you can't eat Tide Pods on
no
the sandy
parties.
Beach. No Tide Pods on the sandy beach.
So we're
I
talking
just made that one up, but it sounds like a really good rule.
I've got a scripting class, and we're talking about PSAs, and you know, people are writing PSAs about drunk driving, don't text and drive, sexual harassment, rape, all of that stuff. And I said, "Where's the PSA for don't eat the Tide Pods?"
Mm-hmm.
And they
kind of
looked at me
sense.
Blankly.
Because they're all thinking about going to a party this weekend where somebody is going to munch down on a Tide Pod.
Yeah, and the police do have authority to break up your house party just for having it, really.
Okay. They'd have to get there early because my house parties are generally over by 7:30 or something. Yeah, 7:30 or so, we're done.
Sounds like us.
Besides, we have to get Canadian house parties.
We have to get Brandon to bed. These 14-year-olds go to bed early.
That's right.
Got school
so,
the next day.
We were talking that today is the birthday of an iconic woman.
Yes.
Yes, we were. And
who is it?
She touched a lot of children's lives.
I think so. And
over the years.
Do you think perhaps she's given a misconception of the female body?
Possibly. 11 inches tall.
She is in shape.
11 inches tall with a waterfall of blonde hair. Barbie was the first mass-produced toy doll in the United States with adult features. She had enough adult features for several adults. Yeah. My daughter never liked Barbie, but I'm sitting next to a Barbie fan.
I had Superstar Barbie, and I had a Darcy, and just a regular Barbie.
It's no wonder that Barbie was a big hit. What's a bigger question is, why was this song a hit? Let's go party.
Woohoo! I don't know, but we're having a little dance party here in the WKGC studio.
And Brandon does not have his camera.
Scott
out.
Is not exactly on beat, and but Brandon, he's enthusiastic.
No. You'll notice the long end of the table, neither one of us looked very amused with the Barbie dancing because we're both looking at you two going, well, boy.
Yeah.
Brandon and Tom refused to participate in that bit.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
But your daughter likes Barbie.
She does like Barbie. Yeah, so. And she, she's never heard the song.
No.
No, she's never heard the song.
That's a great song.
It is.
It's a good novelty song for her.
You think so?
Yeah, because then you'll have to listen to it 4,000 times in the next week.
She plays this one, though. She does know this song.
Oh, no. Not this.
You remember this one?
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
I do.
Is this Pineapple Pen?
Yeah, Pin Pineapple Apple Pen.
I have a pen. I have an apple.
Apple Pen. I have a pen. Tori's over here.
See? You know, Gagnon style real music for a whole generation, including inspiring this kind of stuff.
Yes. Pin pineapple, apple pin.
I can't believe you played that again.
Yeah, well, sometimes it gets stuck in
Brandon,
my head.
Brandon, after the show, can you make sure that disappeared from the archives, really disappeared? I mean,
well, anytime somebody says, can I have a pen, or they say something about an apple or a pineapple, it just jumps into my head.
I know. It's followed me, too.
Pineapple, apple pen.
We were in the grocery store, and Wayne picked up a pineapple, and he also happened to have the list and a pen in his hand, and I started singing the pineapple pen in the produce section, and it was
now
upsetting.
You're not welcome back to Publix anymore.
Yeah, what can I say? It's an earworm. It gets stuck in there.
He didn't find it funny
at all.
I'm
imagining he did.
Did the produce manager.
Adults, or at least people pretending to be adults, must not act like they think this is funny at all.
No.
But deep inside, Tom's laughing.
I think so, too.
And singing it.
He's trying not to laugh.
When he putters around his little garden alone, he's singing.
He sings Pineapple Pen.
Yes, he does. Or maybe I'm a Barbie girl. I don't know.
I'm not growing any pineapples this year, so I'm not inspired out in the garden.
The actual name of the song is PPAP.
Yes.
Interesting.
But you could make it go with anything. What kind of fruits or vegetables are you growing?
Right now?
Yeah.
Tom is just like, I want to end this conversation.
I want you to do that with strawberries and cucumbers because those are the two things that are doing well right now.
I'll work on it after the break.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Train on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That song sounds familiar.
It does. I'm just trying to think of where I've heard that melody. That melody was swiped from something.
Something.
Because I've heard that melody before.
I think it's a cover or something.
You think?
More than likely.
Well, anyway.
You're the music scholar. You should know how to Google it.
Anyway, got some important news from history today.
That's right.
This was a turning point in naval warfare today.
I found
it. Not today, but what is it?
Your theme music.
No.
Well, let's just a second.
Yeah, he's right.
See? Yep. But who did he steal it from? Or borrow it from?
I hope they paid.
Do you know? Anybody know?
There you go.
I don't know.
Bogey Carmichael.
love him.
Oh, Hoagy Carmichael,
yeah.
Heart and Soul.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, okay. Sorry to interrupt you, but
anyway,
was there a copyright issue there? I mean, is
that old enough to just borrow?
No, if you steal it that blatantly, you're pretty much going to have to pay for it.
He paid for it.
But I think she's asking if it was in, if that's in public domain.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I don't think it's that old. Train paid for that.
Yeah, probably.
No idea.
On this day,
yes,
in 1862, which I do not remember, and darn sure producer Brandon doesn't remember, was one of the most famous naval battles ever, and it really changed naval warfare forever. This was the date that the USS Monitor and the CSS Virginia had a four-hour fight off Hampton Roads, Virginia.
The
Battle of the Ironclads, and basically, they hammered each other for about 4 hours, doing no damage to either vessel. And they all kind of said, okay, it's tea time, let's go home. Virginia had been tearing up Union shipping. It was the first one out. It was the Virginia used to be the USS Merrimack.
I was going to say, that's the Monitor and the Merrimack battle.
Yeah, but it's actually history class. Yes, but it was originally a wooden frigate.
Okay.
There was a Union frigate, the USS Merrimack, that was converted by the...
I can't say that word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't know that was... Okay, we won't use that word. It was a 40-gun sailing vessel.
Okay, there you go.
It was originally a Union ship that was captured by the Confederates and converted into an ironclad. The Monitor was actually a purpose-built vessel.
That was the one that was a little more underwater, wasn't
it?
Yes,
it only had 18 inches of freeboard and had a little thing looked like a cake pan on top of it that rotated around and a gun would pop out and it would go off and then rotate back around again. It's a pretty clever design. It sunk in bad weather off Hampton Roads.
Can't imagine.
With 18 inches, you shouldn't take it out in a storm. I don't think...
It's like sailing with a cast iron skillet.
With a cast iron skillet on top of your boat.
Yes.
Exactly. Anyway, it sunk and it has been recovered and is now...
Really?
Yes, it's out of the
water now.
No, I've not seen it. They've not let people in yet. They have to soak it in some kind of chemicals to keep it from disintegrating, but they've got the remains and the Monitor has been raised.
What about the Virginia?
Anyway, it changed naval warfare forever because now... there was no sense in shooting a cannon, an unrifled cannon at a ironclad because it would bonk and bounced off. It just made everybody's head hurt inside. I'm
sure.
Imagine.
It was a little noisy.
But later on,
that's why they carried rum with them, though.
Yeah, later on in the Civil War, the Union started using rifled guns instead of cannon, and that was again led to just a bigger arms race because the rifled artillery was much more powerful and much more accurate.
So, producer Brandon asked, "What happened to the? What about the Virginia?"
I believe the Virginia was sunk and burned.
Yeah, there we have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I think it was in danger of being captured, so they burned it.
Now, you know, that's usually what I do.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's going to capture my stuff, I just burn it. Why not?
Hey, we have a vinyl play today, and we also have a guest here from the Welcome Center.
We do.
I know. Hi, Iman.
How's it going?
Yeah, you are new there.
Yeah.
You're not new here, but you're new there.
Yeah, I'm new there.
So what do you do?
I recruit. So basically I bring people to college.
Like baseball?
Yeah.
Like football sport. For our football team?
I recruit for everything.
Really?
We should start a football team, actually.
Yeah.
Scott will be a great QB and Brandon will be a lot.
No, I want to be the coach.
Okay.
I'd be better off as a running back.
I want to get paid as much as Nick Saban
does. Can I be
the
grumpy old guy in the front office?
You're already
there.
All right.
Yeah. So how's the recruiting thing going?
It's going really well.
Yeah.
We got some things in the works, so everything's going to be really good for the college and all the programs involved, trying to get everybody out there. And just basically, my job's easy because all I have to do is show people what we do at Gulf Coast because a lot of people don't know.
That's true.
And if they knew, they'd come. Like, you know.
And we have a lot of new facilities, too.
We do.
Yeah.
Like this awesome radio station.
Exactly.
That no one seems to know about.
And the TV studio.
Yes. Right. And then the robotics lab.
And the student radio station.
The student radio station, yes.
And this radio station.
And the classical radio station. And the classical elevator.
And the student radio station.
Yeah.
And the student station.
Kind of see
and
where our mind is here.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually on that student station last night with Caleb Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah. It was got pretty interesting.
I did not get to listen to y'all last night. I did last week, but I missed you this week.
Erica actually listened to us, and she said that it was quite entertaining.
Are we seeing a resurgence of nerd edification in that show?
I mean, it wasn't Caleb It was Caleb by a different name. It was Caleb Jordan, not Caleb Erskine.
Oh, I thought, okay,
but
wrong Caleb.
Caleb Erskine was on last week, and he was there again this Thursday, so hopefully we can
get him. You have too many Calebs. Can you change that?
It's like Calebs and Brandons.
You're real easy, because we only have one of mine, so I don't have to worry about it.
But we have Calebs and Brandons. And,
You guys need to come up with some snappy DJ names.
That's right.
Caleb and I, he actually goes by Kai and Kells, because my middle name is Kai. Well, one of my middle names is Kai, so that's what... he calls me because that's what everybody in my family calls me. And the first time he came over to my house, he's like, "Who's Kai?" And I was like, "That's me." He's like, "I'm never calling you Amon again." And there's a song, actually, I don't know if you guys heard R. Kelly. There's a song with R. Kelly that's called "Same Girl," because in high school you're dumb and you like kind of have a crush on the same girl and things. Anyway, so I called him Kells, as in R. Kelly, because of...
That's some sort of term of endearment, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, now we just laugh at our past because it was weird, but it gave us a cool name, Kai and Kells, so that's what our radio show is called.
How do we listen to the Alternation, the student radio station?
If you don't have an HD radio, it's okay, because you can go on the WKDC.org website, and then there's this cool tab called Listen. And if you don't know what a tab is, that's a whole another separate class. I'm going to have to show you what
If you don't know what a tab is, then you should be listening on AM 1480. That's you probably know where your AM band is. If you don't know where the internet tab is, I'm sure you know where your AM band is.
I'm sure.
Thank you, Tori. I appreciate that.
Anybody who doesn't know what a tab tab on a website is probably is does have AM radio.
Sure. Like they may only have AM radio.
They may only have AM radio. That's you're true. Correct.
But pick us up on the web on WKGC.org. Go to Listen Now. Go to HD3, and that's the Alternation.
Yes, it is.
It's good stuff. We got students in there right now.
Great.
We'll be
very busy
until,
schedule.
Most of the day. Even for Friday, so that's good stuff.
That is great.
You know, producer Brandon has gone to all the trouble of organizing a vinyl play of the day.
What do you got there, boss?
Wait. Why would he do that?
Well,
why would he do that?
He would do it because I told him to.
Well, that would be the first time.
We are doing this because we have we're ramping up ever so subtly, not really, to our grassroots. Membership pledge drive here at WKGC, and one of the things that we're doing for our folks who are pledging to support public radio 90.7 WKGC, don't get that confused with anybody else, but we want to open up our vinyl vault, and we have a biggin. It's like
there's so many records.
It's like the Knights of the Templar discovered all of this. You know, it's a lot. Somewhere 5, 10,000 records.
Yeah. And blues, jazz, classical.
Lots of classical, some
R&B,
funk,
some
funk.
Temptations.
Soul. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Which I'm taking, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
as soon as you join.
Yeah.
But when you join, we will let you pick through our vinyl vault, and we're going to do that on Saturday, April 7th, here at the Advanced Technology Center. We'll open it up, and for anyone who pledges now, or even on the 7th.
Or renews.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can come on in, and we'll let you pick through our vinyl collection and see what you can take home.
You
can pledge online at WKGC.org. There's a tab, again, that says Pledge Now.
And we'll also be taking your calls.
That's right.
April 2nd through the 6th, we'll be doing the on-air membership drive.
Absolutely.
And we'll also have some...
What is that number in case somebody wanted to get... So they can be writing it down for our pledge drive.
You can be ready at 850-747-3205.
Very
good. And please remember, this is listener-supported.
That's right.
Radio.
We don't do what we do here without you.
Yeah, we need your help to stay on the air.
So this song was originally released on March 4th, 1963. The song reached second on the Music Vendor charts and number 3 on the Billboard charts. It has since become emblematic of the California sound. Originally, the release only listed Brian Wilson as the songwriter, but later on, they added Chuck Berry as a writer as well. The copyright, though, has always been owned by Arc Music, which owns both Chuck Berry's music and the Beach Boys' music.
Oh, there you have it.
Brian Wilson said, quote, "I was going with a girl called Judy Bowles, and her brother Jimmy was a surfer. He knew all the surfing spots, and he started humming the melody to Sweet Little 16, got fascinated with the fact of doing it, and thought to himself, what about trying to put surf lyrics to Sweet Little 16's melody? And so Surfin' USA was born."
Here it is. It's the vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
If everybody had a moon across the USA, same. Then everybody be served like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch them serving at them
inside, outside, USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and Trail,
inside, outside, USA.
Across the Caribbean,
inside, outside, USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside, USA.
And down Bellini Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's got
servants
serving USA. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving, serving USA. Hang
your
knees
and fall inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside, USA.
Set an open anthem,
inside, outside, USA.
Right on the beach in LA,
inside, outside, USA.
All over the
hall, inside, outside, USA.
At Miami,
inside, outside, everybody's got serving,
serving USA.
Everybody's got serving,
serving USA.
Everybody's got serving,
serving USA.
Yeah, everybody's got serving,
serving USA.
Yeah, everybody's got serving.
Today's not a good day to go surfing.
Probably a little nippy out there.
That's when you get a wetsuit.
You get a wetsuit, yeah.
And who here has been surfing?
Me, actually. Me? In Hawaii.
I have. Really?
Wow.
I've never been surfing.
I'm not in Hawaii, but I've been surfing on
longboard, shortboard.
Astig Island up there.
I've been surfing
the
airwaves.
I've surfed the internet.
Yeah.
I've surfed the TV.
Let me tell you, Hawaiian surfing? Completely dangerous.
Oh, it's completely
really?
Different because, you know, on the East Coast, we're looking at 3-4 foot waves, and those guys out there are looking at 30-40 foot
right.
waves.
Yeah.
Average 20 feet waves in Hawaii.
That's crazy.
The only reason I haven't done that is I'm way scared of surfing something that big. Too old now. Don't
the humongous cowabunga from down under.
And the rocks, too. Yeah. We have just sand, and there's rocks out on the West Coast. I mean, that's
they're so beautiful, kind of though. It's like almost distracts you from your impending doom.
I like that, yes.
And Aman, you're kind of, I mean, you're a big guy. You're tall, and I can't quite see you on a surfboard.
I could see it.
The funny thing is,
I mean, you're more the linebacker type.
Surfboards, like, do not get enough credit for how, like, hefty they are.
Really?
Because a lot of them are made from different types of wood. The one I had was a bamboo surfboard. So it's the same thing as my longboard. It's I am a bigger guy. It has flexibility and all that and weight. So my dad always loved surfing. So did my family, my cousins that we went with. Hey. And I was like, I can't surf. I am afraid of water. Like, so I can swim, but I can't, like, breathe underwater, so it always freaked me out. But long
I have a hard time breathing underwater as well.
I mean, I'm a trained lifeguard and I can't breathe underwater.
A very attractive Hawaiian female surf instructor is like, I believe in you. I thought I could fly. I was ready for anything.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what
easy
happens.
Enough. How many of you have jet skied?
Jet skied, sure.
Not jet ski, but water ski.
Yes.
I have no desire to
snow
be pulled.
Snow ski?
Yes.
I have no desire to be pulled behind a boat, though.
It's actually very fun.
Is it?
I like it, yeah.
I'll pass.
It's a lot of
once you learn how to do it,
it's painful
fun.
If you fall.
Not really,
ice skating.
I've been ice skating.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're going too fast, it's painful, but you really shouldn't be up over about 20 miles an hour, 22
Have you ever sung opera?
Yes.
Very good.
In
you know,
the
there's
shower.
An opera this weekend.
There is.
La Traviata.
Roll that R.
That's at the Matty Kelly Arts Center on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. NFSymphony.org.
Verdi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was thinking Puccini.
Giuseppe Verdi.
Giuseppe Verdi. Yes.
And that's going to be a full production. I mean,
he was Italian.
Sounds really cool.
I noticed.
The other full production show in town is The Wizard of Oz.
I love that.
Marina Civic Center on Sunday. So they're, you can catch both of those.
We're if you off want to some see The Wizard.
Serious culture, Saturday night opera, and Sunday night, The Wizard of Oz.
Have you guys seen The Wiz?
I have seen The Wiz. I've I saw the original Wiz.
I love The Wiz.
I like The Wiz better than The Wizard of Oz.
I remember as a kid seeing The Wiz because I was very confused. Because Michael Jackson was in it.
I know.
And,
yeah.
And I mean, it's a different feel. It's a different look, clearly. And
Diana Ross did a great job.
Yeah. And so, like, I was a little confused at first as a kid. I remember seeing it on TV going, something's not right. I missed it. But I was a little young to understand what it was. But I've seen it since. It's a great show.
It is.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
A lot better than that weird Cinderella with like Whoopi Goldberg and Brandy in it.
You know, they should stop doing that.
They really should, because I was like, this makes no sense.
No, not at all.
No.
Well, we are close to out of time here, unless anybody has any last final thoughts.
Can I say a fun fact?
Sure.
Okay.
History? Did you know that yesterday they found Amelia Earhart's bones?
Yes,
no
they
way.
Did.
Really?
Well, they found them a while back, but they actually got DNA confirmation that it was.
Where?
At the Marshalls. A little abandoned island out there.
So did she crash?
So she did make it to an island.
She made it to an island, they found
uninhabited
her.
Island?
Uninhabited island. And they eventually, they found some bones. A British expedition, I think, had found those bones. And now they've done DNA on it, and they said, that's
did she die in the crash, or did she
No. Apparently, she'd lived on the island and died.
Wow.
Wow.
Huh. Actually,
that gives you the chills.
It does, actually. Yeah. I missed that.
We've now found Amelia Earhart.
That's another amazing. Unsolved mystery.
Solved.
Yep. Solved. Triangle. Let's go.
That's right. Let's take a little trip.
Or send some people there and they can report us back.
Let's send producer Brandon there and see if he comes back.
We'll give you a GPS. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Do they work?
We'll give you the best volleyball we can find.
There you go.
David Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson, Rawlings, whatever works.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got more of The Mix. Andrea Day, Billy Ocean, and more to start the hour off. Jerry Tabbitt has a look at that weather forecast coming your way at 10:30. Right now, we'll close out this hour with The Walk of Life. Here's Dire Straits on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.